Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Bobo, piece of cake. Piece of cake. We're back with the Daughter of Godcast, episode 084, Humanity. We've got a few months left before the return of the crickets. Metaphorical crickets, however, are here in profusion. The sound of a theater filled with awkward silence, of a joke falling flat. Which might be where we're at on the Daughter of Godcast Season 2 crowd creation. Where's the crowd? In episode 083, Relief, we played a game with the Mediatronic relief boxes. Well, mostly I played the game, and Anonymous and Seamus. Feedback has declined precipitously since 082. Folks are still listening to the podcast and poking around the website, according to the stats, but feedback, not so much. Could this be an opportunity? An opportunity to just trust the process and see where we end up? The royal we, that is, me, myself, and I. Insanity is supposedly doing the same thing and expecting different results. So call me crazy, but we're going to play another game. Yes, with the boxes, that's right. But first, let's get feedback for 083 Relief. After a series of catastrophes, which three boxes would you carry back to your friends and family? And why?
It's time to play Thim Dog.
So here's the engagement graph for Relief, showing the decline in watching as the video progressed. Sad. Hilarious. People were shutting down the video as soon as I started up with the character voice. The phenomenal Chop Suey Mambo by Alfredito and his orchestra was not enough to counteract my obnoxious West Side Story and Roger Rabbit vocal fusion. Jill and Gus played the game, but I had to go to their house to find out which boxes they picked. Dehydrated rations, medical emergency, and shortwave transceiver. Jill liked my character voice, by the way, but then she's an exceptionally gifted and perceptive person. She also has a 120-pound pig, Violet, that she shares her house with, and Violet cannot be trusted around visitors. So Jill's aesthetic criteria are not run-of-the-mill. What I take from Jill and Gus's choices is that survival was an important criteria for them. Wait, what? Wasn't survival the point of the Relief game? That's a straightforward interpretation. The eight choices were about survival, sort of. I like to think that the Relief game would reveal personal preferences and hint at cultural yearnings. Vision for what a reboot of human presence on planet Earth might look like. Let's hear from a couple more of Daughter of God's most blessed devotees. Here's Anonymous via email.
If the dehydrated food and sprouting seeds are organic, or at least non-GMO, then I would take the food and two boxes of seeds. Why two boxes? I have become a macro green grower these past two winters and love clipping fresh greens whenever I want. Plus, if there's a possibility of gardening, they could also be used for growing mature food or producing more seeds. If this dismal future is only providing genetically engineered crap, then I will go for the personal hygiene and radio transmitter and I guess a box of dehydrated food. Why? To find out who else might be around and if they have any, and if I have any hair left, I could brush it.
Grin. I responded that I could add the word heirloom to the sprouting box or maybe get permission to use the non-GMO project logo. Anonymous replied,
I like the heirloom approach, but not the non-GMO tag. Over 160 different crops that are non-GMO are treated with glyphosate, so many people think they are getting a better food than they really are.
I totally love this. Anonymous spontaneously asserted a very specific vision, in this case about the quality of food, of future food. Seamus via dog.movie.
I'd grab the sprouting supplies, fecal composter, and dehydrated rations. Food availability is the thing I worry about most when planning for extended disasters, particularly since I don't have any fat reserves to speak of. I can invent games. Humans lived without shortwave transceivers for forever, and they got along just fine. Personal hygiene and medical emergency are desirable, but less so than food. I might make an exception for the medical emergency if there was indeed a medical emergency in progress within my party, in which case I'd substitute that for the fecal composter. I'd only need hazard containment under exceptional circumstances, like if the poop crawled out of the fecal composter and started feeding on the dehydrated rations.
Seamus methodically weeds out the non-essentials, games, transceivers, personal hygiene, medical emergency, and hazardous containment, and goes not only with what he needs, but, as I interpret his response, what the group needs. Seamus knows that fecal composter keeps group living conditions sanitary while providing a trickle of energy and a rich soil amendment for farming. He's already got a plan for a sustainable civilization restart. Well, since the game fell flat with the rest of my feedback crew, I almost want to spill the beans about my inspiration for deploying, but that wouldn't be very good feedback practice. So, instead, we'll give this game another go and perhaps ask a better question.
The old ones, I remember.
The dominant culture has collapsed, undermined by an unsustainable premise. All those catastrophes and disasters likely caused either directly or indirectly by consumption consciousness. What future will you choose? Pick the three boxes that best illustrate your vision, or list three boxes of your very own devising. Good luck! Let's get the humanity thing right this time. Daughter of Godcast episode 084 Humanity, our second crowd creation game? I crave a robust feedback response. A humandous response. The Daughter of Godcast, where else are you prodded to feel the future you're craving, the culture you're yearning for, and make some efficacious choices in that general direction? And you thought this was just a movie. I thought this was just a movie. That was my plausible story to get the ball rolling. Human desires are huge and ever expanding. They are humandous. Nowadays, I'm letting Daughter of God flow everything I've always wanted into my experience, the movie that's making me. You can let Dog be your excuse to feel magnificent too. Why not? You're also making this movie after all. Whomsoever drinks from my lips will be as me, and I will be as him or her. That's a little Gnostic gospel of Thomas for you right there.